Well, you're pretty lively for an early service. That's good. Good to have you here. A lot of people are out during this time, but good to have others coming in. If you're turning your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, this is really a time in which we receive a lot of cards and letters from different ones, Christmas time. It's good to be in contact. And, you know, when you think of these epistles, that's what they are. They're letters that were sent, albeit for the purpose of directing and correcting, nevertheless, also for the purpose of encouraging. And Paul starts off to the church at Thessalonica by encouraging them and thanking the Lord for them. And I oftentimes think of the cards that we get just along those wonderful lines, just hearing the encouragement that those that once fellowshiped with us continue to go on in the things of the Lord and continue to be in contact with us is pretty interesting. No matter where they go, they continue to feel that they're a part of our family. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 2, Paul writes this: "We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith, your labor of love, steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you." It's an encouraging beginning, isn't it? We've got a number of cards. We're not going to list all of the cards that we received, but we've been in contact with Kendall and Janie. We're just glad to always hear from them. Bill and Lo, I think they're going to be coming in January for a few months, and so it's going to be good to see them again, and they stay in contact with us. Roger and Sherry out west. So we got up north, out west, down south. All we need is somebody in Europe. Hopefully no volunteers. But we got this, the one card that I want to share with you this morning is from Linda. And you remember Linda living in New Jersey, and just is always a blessing, completed Jew, and it's always good to have Linda with us. She writes this to the family of Family Bible Church: "My heart aches for you and my Family Bible Church family." Almost sounds redundant, doesn't it? "You are in my growing testimony in faith. He has shown me and taught me so much. His word and his people are my joy and treasure. Are we blessed or what? I pray you are all well, that I can get there to share hugs, his hope, and grace soon. Love you all, Linda." It's always good to hear an encouraging word. And there really is no encouraging outside of the Lord, is there? And certainly we hear the spirit of that. Well, Father, we give you thanks for those that are part of the body, even though they're not within our proximics. Our hearts are still united, and we can hardly wait to see him again. If we don't see him this side of eternity, we know we'll see them again on the other. And we thank you for the camaraderie, the family that we have. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.